Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It's Monday. I'm Rob Shooter, joined by our dear friend, Garrett Vogel. Garrett, are you there?
Yes, Rob Shooter, back in action. Excited to be here. I did something over the weekend where I thought of you and I was like, I can never see you doing this.
Oh gosh, let me guess. I hope you were standing up while you were doing it. Let me put it like that.
Were you in a boat?
No,
I wasn't in a boat. I was actually living on a farm for a few days and milking cows. As I'm milking a cow, you come to mind and I go, I could never see Rob Shooter doing this in my life. Never. But
I've never milked a cow. You're absolutely right. I do like milk, although I'm now drinking almond milk, so that doesn't even come out of a cow.
No, it doesn't. I've learned that, yes. Or chocolate, either.
Did the kids have fun?
The ton of fun. It made me think of when Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie had their reality show, and I was like, this would be a great show. Me and Rob Shooter on a farm learning how to milk cows.
Maybe. You know, I worked for Paris when she was doing that show, and she was in on the joke. I don't want to ruin any illusions, but it's been 20 years.
Really, on reality TV, there's no spoiler alert.
But she was in on the joke. Hey, my friend, we're always in on the joke, particularly about ourselves around here. So let's jump into the show. One time, is it, my friends? It is.
Very important tea time.
Very important. Got a lot of news today about Prince Philip. Every single detail. A lot of questions people are asking. So we're going to go through all that today. First of all, we've got big breaking news at the top of the show. Meghan Markle will not be attending the funeral. So when Philip passed a few days ago, it really was the first question that came to mind. We didn't want to admit it because we wanted to pay respects to the Duke of Edinburgh, an extraordinary life, but this is basically what was bubbling up underneath. In fact, so many people were speculating about it. Buckingham Palace put out a statement saying the Duke of Sussex, which is Harry, is planning to attend. The Duchess of Sussex has been advised by her physician not to travel, so he's attending, she's not. Even more breaking news, he has touched down in London. Yesterday, he landed at Heathrow Airport, not private, Garrett. He was on British Airways. I'm assuming he was in, you know, the posh part, the first class part. But
he wasn't in the back with the peasants, you know.
in that middle seat. So he's landed in Britain. This is his first time back in England since that big explosive Oprah interview. There were so many accusations in that interview. Just to remind you, that Prince William denied that the family was racist. He felt he had to deny his family was racist following that interview. Harry's really close with his grandparents, and even Harry clarified to Oprah after the interview that neither grandparent was responsible for the racist remarks. What do you think about Harry being back in Britain alone?
Many questions. Do you literally get off the plane and tell your detailed security, take me straight to Piers Morgan, find him, don't know where he is, and you know, his security, probably very detailed, can pinpoint exactly where Piers Morgan is, you know, and have a nice little face-to-face with him.
Do you know the nice thing about Piers? You don't need to find him, he'll find you. Piers knows how to make himself the centre of attention. I wouldn't be surprised if Piers wasn't at Heathrow driving the limo to take him to wherever he was going.
With a mustache on, like trying to hide incognito, saying, you know, so that would be my first.
Right.
Like,
if good I would.
You know, where is Piers? Because you know he's going to make himself known without the next week, in or before or during the funeral.
Yes.
At all. He is that type of person. But, you know, the other thing I thought about too, Rob, and maybe you can explain it better. You know, as we all know, everybody was like, what's Meghan going to do? What is she going to do?
Right.
I think they used the easiest out possible, no matter what it was, with the doctor.
You're so smart. You're so, so smart, Garrett, on this one. Because let's remember, and the Brits are pointing this out, she did travel when she was 7 months pregnant to New York for that posh baby shower. Remember Mark Clooney and Serena Williams and that massive baby shower at the Mark Hotel? It was hundreds of thousands of dollars. Gayle King was there. So she did come to America and when she was 7 months pregnant. So they are pointing that out. Take it for whatever you want. So he landed. He was ushered off the plane. He used the royal security. Remember, he made a big fuss in the Oprah interview that they'd lost their security. So I thought, will it be Private Harry security? Will he have to hire his own security? No. He used the royal detail. They got him in a car. He gave his house away. So Frogmore Cottage that the Queen gave him, he's given to Princess Eugenie. So he's basically got nowhere to go. Well, don't worry. He's not on my mother's couch. He has gone to Kensington Palace, where they have a spare room or two. It could be a little bit awkward because Kate and William live there, but there's a cottage on the ground called Nottingham Cottage. It's gorgeous. That's where Harry and Meghan first lived before they moved to Frogmore House. He's there, and because of COVID, Garrett, he's isolating. So this is quite good. So they've got another excuse to not have to see each other because it's going to be awkward. So
two weeks.
I know. So it looks like it's going to be 10 days of isolating, but in Britain, if you take a test and you do not have COVID, you can leave after 5 days. Plus, I read the rules, you know how detailed I am. You can break COVID quarantine to go to a funeral. So he'll definitely be at the funeral at Saturday. This brings us to our poll question of the day. Meghan Markle is not going to attend Prince Philip's funeral. Is she making the right choice? Ooh. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results.
So before we continue on, Rob, do you think Meghan Markle's making the right decision, though?
I think this is the best decision for everybody involved. Okay. They don't want her there because it's going to be awkward. It's going to steal focus. This is not the moment. This is about Prince Philip. So I understand that. And also, she doesn't want to go. She's pregnant. This is going to be stressful. So I think, actually, it's probably better for everybody, but don't let me sway your vote. I mean,
you don't want to mess with a pregnant woman. Let me tell you.
Like, don't. She's got every right to say that she doesn't want to fly. I totally understand that. God forbid something bad happened.
You know what I see, too? Like, as much as we want to say, you know, she's doing this for attention. Look at all this attention she's doing. If she wanted this attention, as someone like Piers Morgan would point out, she would have attended the funeral based off of the fact knowing how much attention she would have gotten to herself. So for her to say, you know what, you know, I'm going to stay back. Right. I have doctor's orders. I think that's the bigger move to make.
I do too. And this is a little bit of inside details that I'm working on a story right now. But we're all friends here. And you come to this podcast for all the exclusive stuff. I get it. I've been told that Meghan's been advised for the next 5-6 days to disappear. She's not going to be driving around California. We're not going to see her walking her dogs in LA. You're not going to see her on a beach, particularly
at the Ivy.
I know. Can you imagine if on Saturday she popped up at the Ivy, which is a restaurant in LA that really is a photo op? That's where all the celebrities go when they want to be seen. So I think Meghan lay low for the next few days, and I think Harry's going to be out there pretty fast after the funeral. Let's get into some of the details about the funeral. So Prince Philip didn't want a big funeral. And when you are a royal, your funeral's actually planned many, many years in advance. And at 99, let's be honest, they had some time to plan this. So the code name for the funeral, Operation Fourth Bridge. Isn't that wild? What would your funeral be called? Mine would be Operation Waterloo. That sounds good.
I think I would go Operation Gluten Free.
You are so ridiculous. So get this, at the moment, his coffin is in the private chapel at Windsor Castle. Then it will be moved to the church within the castle. You will know this church because it's where Meghan and Harry got married. It's a beautiful, beautiful church. So there'll be a small procession from the private chapel to the church. And this is wild. He's going to be taken there in a Range Rover that he designed. So he knew this was coming. So let's all think about that for a moment. The palace has confirmed that behind the hearse, behind the coffin, senior members of the royal family will walk. Remember after Diana's funeral, that very moving image of the Duke and Charles and the two boys walking behind the coffin? That will happen. The Queen at 94, she won't be walking. She will meet them over at the church.
Did you hear the story, though, about the Duke talking to the boys after during Diana's funeral,
very
saying,
touching.
Hey, listen, they said, hey, if you don't want to walk, that's fine. But if you walk, I'm going to walk right by your side. And that's how he ended up in that picture where you see everybody walking during the funeral.
Yeah, they were very, very close. They really were. The boys who were just young boys, William was just a young teenager at the time. They didn't want to walk behind their mommy, Princess Diana's coffin. So the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, said to them, we'll all walk together. And he knew had they not walked, they would regret it the rest of their lives. So he convinced them to do that. We've got to point out some COVID problems in Britain too. The palace had said they're going to follow strict rules about the number of people that can attend the funeral. Only 30 people are allowed to attend funerals at the moment in Britain. They've got to also maintain social distancing, and they should be wearing a mask. I think because this is going to be televised, the royals are very aware of their place influencing public opinion, so I think they will want to set a good example. Members of the public are being asked not to gather in crowds, and there is a book of condolences for those who want to sign it, and that's online. So now the family is in mourning, official mourning, for 2 weeks. We're going to be seeing them wearing black. The Union Jack around the country on government buildings is flying at half mast, except one place. Do you know where that is, Garrett?
Where is that?
Buckingham Palace. So the British flag does not fly above Buckingham Palace. It's actually the Queen's own flag. It's called the Royal Standard. And whenever the Queen's in residence, it flies. And when she's not there, it is not there. So never, ever have they lowered that flag. And the reason they don't do that is they want to signify the continuing, the evolving monarch. So for instance, when the Queen dies, the flag won't come down because the second she dies, Prince Charles is the king. Interesting detail, isn't it?
Yeah, no, very much so. And just because, you know, I'm the jaded American, the Queen is, since she is the Queen, obviously,
yes.
Like Philip was married to the, like, into the family,
yes.
Right? So that's why he is not the king, or was he a king?
Good
or?
Question. Now, when you marry a queen, you do not become king. You become a consort. She can make you a prince. It's very sexist. But if you marry a king like Kate Middleton will, she will become the queen. And the rationale behind that is that a king, they think it's very sexist, always trumps a queen. So if you're the king, you can have a queen next to you because you still perceive to have all the power. If
Got
you're
it.
A queen and you have a king next to you, then he's perceived to have all the power. Totally sexist, totally wrong, but I understand historically why that is the case. His final resting place is going to be in a vault in St. George's Chapel. That's where the funeral is taking place, which is a very, very interesting thing because now we know where Queen Elizabeth will be laid to rest. She's going to want to be next to her husband. She could be in Westminster Abbey as a Queen of England. She's going to be in that vault too. A little sweet note before we go to break. Now it's emerging what his final days were like thanks to Sophie Wessex. She's married to Prince Edward, who's the youngest son of the Queen, and Prince Philip. She said that his final days were at home. He did not want to die in hospital. He wanted to die in his own bed. And she said the following quote, "It was just like somebody took him by the hand and off he went."
Wow.
Also, it's been reported that there was a wheelchair taken into his room, his suites at the palace, and he said, "Get that out of here." He wanted no part of that. And then they knew things were coming to an end when he discontinued his 7:30 a.m. tray of morning tea. So for the last many, many years at 7:30 a.m., his butler would bring in his morning tea. He no longer wanted it. Oh, heartbreaking.
Wow.
Heartbreaking, but what a life. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Yes, here we go.
So on Friday's show, we talked about the leaked unauthorized photograph of Khloe Kardashian in a bikini. We asked, who leaked it? Who put that picture out there? Was
them?
It an assistant, which is who they're blaming, or was it a family member? Let's have a look. 59% said it was family. Who leaked this picture, Garrett?
I believe they all did. like it was, you know, that's what they did. They sat around Easter Sunday table, and as they were passing the ham, you know, of course, Chris goes, you know what? Kim's story's kind of died down about the divorce. We need something else. We need to figure something. Who has ideas? Who has ideas?
Chloe, take your clothes off. Let's take a picture. Question for you, Garrett, and I'm really dying to know. How are you on photographs? What's your protocol? Do I have to ask permission to post a picture of you?
I'm more of the don't really care. I look how I look. There's no changing that. But if it's like one of those like unflattering sitting there and like I'm in the middle of a yawn and my jaw look, you know, of course I would hope that as a friend you wouldn't be like, oh,
you're very comfortable in your own skin. You always have been. Yes.
For a very very long time. But if it's like one of those like I'm scratching my nose, but it makes it look like I'm picking my nose, I'm gonna tell you. Like that's a little messed up. I was scratching my nose.
Do you ask other people's permission if you took a picture of you and me out, sloppy out, drinking right. out? Would you say, Rob, can I post this, or would you just pop it up?
Well, that's the thing. I think like if you were like we were out and just totally getting sloppy, messed up, drunk, I would take photos, but more of memories as for you and I,
yes.
but not to post.
You
know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like in about 6 months, we can look back and be like, oh my God, remember that night? That night where we stole a cab and we went to the Bronx Zoo.
It's like the hangover, got a tiger.
Exactly.
Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, @NaughtyNiceRob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And Garrett, it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. All right. So the talk is returning. And obviously, there's something to talk about. you know what I mean? So their first show back, they're going to have a discussion about race. Rightfully so. It's the thing everybody's been talking about, especially with this show. So the entire cast, minus Sharon, by the way, will be there on today's show, being Monday. If you're listening sometime on like a Thursday afternoon, you've already missed it, so go back and watch it. They're also going to have a therapist on and a life coach to share her expertise on how to heal after a painful event or conversation, which, you know, I think just like everything in life, you go through something at work, you go mm-hmm. through something at school, you have to talk about it, or a family, you have to talk about it. And I think this will be a very, I don't know if it's the right step forward or they're just doing it to make, you know, you feel good or do the right thing. But the talk coming back today, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out over the next few days.
Wow. And nicest of the day. Quick question. Do you think Sharon's going to watch?
No, not at all. Especially, it's so weird. I think you saw this story too over the weekend. How Sharon put out the text message she sent to Cheryl Underwood saying, "Listen, I'm sorry. I apologized in person. Here's a text that I showed." And Cheryl, of course, saying, "I never got an apology from her." So it's like, how catty is this? You know,
is it
just for the sake of pushing the show forward and keeping them, you know, people talking about it? Or is this really happening? So
it's ugly. And now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Garrett, you're going to do the naughtiest too, because I've been talking so much about the Royals.
Don't worry.
Who have you got?
All right. So Jennifer Lopez, she's very good at this. And I'm sure you could add on to this, Rob. So she's fueling relationship questions. So after, which you've been one of the first to say you weren't sure if J-Lo and A-Rod were going to get married or not. It was interesting. She posted a slideshow of images on her Instagram feed over the weekend for an upcoming movie. And what was the one thing that was missing from this photo?
What,
you know,
this?
And J-Lo, when she posts photos, they're very strategic, almost Kardashian-esque.
Yes.
Where she was missing an engagement ring.
Boom.
Was it stolen?
Jennifer.
Was it not in there? Was it literally in her pocket? So she knows people will talk about it. But it's interesting because we're also hearing A-Rod and J-Lo, they're working on things and trying to get back together, and things are staged just for the fact of faking it. But you would know. Do you you think she did this on purpose? She slipped the ring into her pocket, took the photo?
Let me say, I used to work with Jennifer. Jennifer knows exactly what she's doing. And the fact she was promoting her new movie, she knows she wants to get a lot of attention on this. And what's the best way to get us all talking about her? Slip off that massive emerald cut engagement ring. Jennifer, you're the naughtiest of the day. Now it's time for Mom Wants a Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. So the reason we doubt ourselves is because somebody taught us to. It's that simple. The good news is, if you can be taught to doubt yourself, you can also be retaught to believe in yourself. So the next time, today maybe, if you doubt yourself, we do often, maybe every day, remember, that is not natural. You have been taught to do that.
So true. It goes back to, like, everybody has it inside of them. You just have to look for it. And once you find it, you're able to produce the best self of you. So it's very true. Like, you almost have to look for it. Everybody expects things to just fall onto their lap and go, aha. But once you look for it and find it, it does great things for you.
You have it, my friend, and we love having you.
Likewise.
Every Monday. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
It's naughty but nice with